Some restaurant chains are spending millions to block workers from getting pay raises. More reaction to the debt ceiling crisis that's brewing in Washington. This is the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 25th day of January. Thanks so much for being with us again today. In other news, should Bed Bath & Beyond close, who wins? A key inflation gauge is showing improvement for the economy, but will it be enough for the Fed? We've got the Wall Street Report, and might there be a better way to telegram layoff news, especially to remote workers? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I am your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you're along for the ride again today. Hey, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it's clearly in their right to pay what they wish, and it's the public's right to decide if they really want to support these restaurant chains. At the center of this is a California referendum that could overturn a landmark new state law setting worker conditions and minimum wages up to $22 an hour for fast food employees in the nation's largest state. CNN is reporting that Chipotle, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, In-N-Out Burger, and KFC owner Yum! Brands each donated $1 million to save local restaurants, and that is a coalition opposing the law. Other top fast food companies, business groups, franchise owners, and many small restaurants have also criticized the legislation and spent millions of dollars opposing it. What is it? Well, the measure is known as the FAST Act, and it was signed last year by Governor Gavin Newsom, and it was set to go into effect on January 1. Well, now, California's Secretary of State has announced that a petition to stop the law's implementation had gathered enough signatures to qualify for a vote on the state's 2024 general election ballot. The law is the first of its kind in the United States and authorized the formation of a 10-member fast food council comprised of labor, employer, and government representatives to oversee standards for workers in the state's fast food industry. The council had the authority to set sector-wide minimum standards for wages, health and safety protections, time-off policies, and worker retaliation remedies at fast food restaurants with more than 100 locations nationally. And now, what do consumers think about this, and what do you do? In an exclusive report, CNN is saying that Goldman Sachs tells the outlet that a full-blown debt ceiling crisis has the potential to stop the U.S. economy in its tracks. In an interview, the chief economist at Goldman Sachs said, quote, "If there were any doubt about the U.S. government's ability or willingness to make interest and principal payments on time, that could have very, very adverse consequences," end quote. The economist, Jan Hatzius, went on to say, if Congress fails to lift the debt ceiling in time, investors will worry if there's a chance of a missed payment on U.S. treasuries, which are maybe the most important asset in the global economy. Unlike many of its peers on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs is relatively bullish on the U.S. economy, with Hatzius telling CNN that America will likely avoid a recession through the 2024 presidential election. However, a debt ceiling crisis is a key risk to that optimistic outlook. Asked if a default or even a near default could cause a recession, this is what Hatzius said. Absolutely. Stay tuned. Well, the major indexes came off session lows to end the day mixed, and I will share those numbers with you in just a bit. Okay, it's looking more and more like Bed Bath & Beyond will not get beyond its troubled finances and may close. If so, what retail chains might reap the benefits of a shuttered Bed Bath & Beyond? Seeking Alpha is reporting that Telsey Advisory Group did a deep dive into which retail sector competitors could pick up sales across the 37 states where Bed Bath & Beyond operates. The clear winner is Target, which has the greatest number of stores near a closing Bed Bath & Beyond. 63% of closing Bed Bath & Beyond stores have a Target within 1 mile and 85% within 3 miles. Walmart ranked second by having a store within a mile of 53% of the closing Bed Bath & Beyond stores. Others that could take advantage of that retail chain closing include TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Home Goods, and Burlington Coat Factory. You know, measuring the inflation in the United States has been a priority of the Federal Reserve as the central bank considers further rate increases. Now, some key data indicates that inflation is coming down. But is that enough for the Fed? Bloomberg is reporting that economists project a 5% annual increase in the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index and a 4.4% rise in the core metric, which excludes food and energy. Both would be the smallest advances since late 2021. These figures would be consistent with forecasts that say the Fed will further dial back the pace of interest rate hikes to a quarter point move at the conclusion of their two-day meeting on February 1st. But inflation remains well above their 2% goal, and a still tight labor market risks keeping it elevated. That may mean the central bank will continue jumbo rate increases, and that very well could cause major issues from employment to investments. And we'll all know soon enough. Speaking of investments, Wall Street ended the day mixed with the major indexes coming off session lows. The Dow, after plunging by nearly 300 points, crawled back and closed up by just 9 points to end the session at 33,743. The NASDAQ also rose in the final hours to end the trade down by 20 points and closing at 11,313, while the S&P 500 was off just a fraction, ending the day at 40.16. Among the S&P 500's 11 sectors, utilities had the worst performance with a 1.4% drop. Guidance companies provided on their outlook is also weighing on market sentiment due to a concern over a slowing U.S. economy, with tech giant Microsoft warning in a conference call that projected revenue could be lower than Wall Street forecast. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how best to talk about layoffs, especially when confronting remote workers. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that some 60,000 tech workers have been laid off already this year. That's on top of the 160,000 who lost their jobs in 2022. The sense of turmoil has been heightened by remote work, with work-from-home employees often discovering that they've been let go via email, Slack, or even a video call. One study suggests that losing a job can be more traumatizing than getting a divorce. The process is especially destabilizing for remote workers, the Times notes, as many don't have colleagues they can easily turn to or clear guidance on next steps. So, what should companies do? A Harvard professor says layoffs can be done more thoughtfully, citing a 2011 Nokia restructuring as an example. She says the 18,000 people affected were given 1 year of advance notice and were presented with different options to consider. Softer then, maybe better. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.